Blog Talk Radio.
Scarfella Music Group. Hey, you rockin' with Miss P.
the high short, 89 high short, into radio. You feel me?
Vinny Idol, nigga.
Niggas talking all that shit, but better not leave the crib without that heat. If you got a problem and you can find them, I suggest you go and settle that beat. Cause now, these days, things change. Fuck the whole pie, I just want my peace. My peace, nigga. Watch the FDS. Watch the FDS. Yo, Gus, fuck that shit. Hit the ground running, gonna straight gunning, keep the crowd dumbing, yeah, that boy buzzing. Watch my life change from cold to summer skies, a lot of brighter days, shades over my eyes. See one motivation, just like Kelly Rowland, I give a different strokes, road to Gary Coleman. A lot of people talking about that boy holding, in the altercation, get your jaw swollen. This ain't WWF real, but son, I will bet I switch from good to evil, just like Hulk Hogan. When these slugs go into your chest, spirit will hopefully rest. You go driving the whip, keep the car rolling. Cause now, these days, things change. A lot of obstacles in front of me, but I keep banging, name ringing. Now all the women loving me. Niggas talking all that shit, but better not leave the crib without that heat. If you got a problem and you can find them, I suggest you go and settle that beef. Cause now, these days, things change. Fuck the whole pie, I just want my peace. Give me my peace, nigga. Watch the FDS, watch the FDS. Yo, Gus. Fuck that shit,
huh? More than a milli, pouring that paper, count up them zeros and then I'm balling them haters. See, I holler at Chino Heat, send me that wake up, I hit the strip and get busy, then find me a bitch to break up the stakes up on all you niggas, talking like you a creature, you faggot niggas is Chauncey, dead president preaching, my resident evil fucker, come round here, they're sneaking, in the basement, hang you upside down, swing till they beat your fucking head off your neck. Well, they better respect me or I'll open up the devil door and let them see devil. Go ahead and step in that fucking case if they're lying asleep. I went a week off you pussies, now I'm just dying to eat. Shit, grinding my teeth. Any block out of line, holler at dimes and I eye in the street. It's big bees flying high when I leak. Deep self, I'm Ryan, top of the world, standing belt over Ryan.
Niggas talking all that shit, but better not leave the crib without that heat. If you got a problem and you can find them, I suggest you go and settle that beef. Cause now, these days, things change. Fuck the whole pie, I just want my peace.
Give me my peace, nigga.
Watch the FDS.
Watch the FDS.
Yo, Gus, fuck that shit.
Born to be your winner, I'm a soul survivor. Illuminate the stage, ain't nobody lava. Hypnotize the nation, gotta get them dollars. Put your hands in the air, let me hear you holler. Come on outside, you ain't promised tomorrow. Think the voice of Brooklyn, I'm the one you should follow. So what you want, what you want? Drink from me your paper cup, cause I don't give a fuck. Be up in the trap, trapping, stacking cause it's a must. I love to see their faces when they see the Billy pull up. Time to roll up. Give me that sour power and give me your dubs.
Thank you very much.
Cause now, these days, we hang, going wherever we wanna be. And you know, we go, yeah, we owe this. Niggas talking all that shit, but better not leave the crib without that heat. If you got a problem and you can find them, I suggest you go and settle that beat. Cause now, these days, things change. Fuck the whole pie, I just want my peace.
Give me my peace, nigga.
Watch the FDS.
Watch the FDS.
Yo, Gus, fuck that shit.
Poppin', it's the kid Starfella from the Starfella Music Group, and you're now in the mix with Miss P. Got y'all on deck with the hottest radio station on the internet airwaves, Into Radio. Let's spin it.
Hey babies, it's your girl Miss P, and you are now in tune to the Into Radio show. So my guest tonight is TSA, and I'm going to let him explain what that all means to you guys when I put him on in a few minutes. and you may not understand the passion behind a crowd of people chanting Brooklyn, Brooklyn at his concerts, but you'll understand after we get in tune with him right now. So without further ado, let's talk to TSA. Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's good? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I just want to tell you, first and foremost, thank you for taking the time to get us in tune with you. So tell everybody, what does TSA stand for?
TSA is just basically a breakdown of Truson Ali. You know, it's easier for some people. But, yeah, originally, you know, my name is TSA, Truson Ali. You know?
I love it. I love it. And can I just say, too, that I was looking at your pictures for the last, like, 2.5-3 weeks as I was promoting that you would be on the show, and I was like, really?
Yeah,
really? You looking good?
Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Why you say wow? I mean, come on. You have to hear that all the time. Don't make it seem like I'm the only one.
Nah, it's good. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I mean, my Facebook page, I have almost 5,000 people on there, and the ladies were like, yay, and I'm like, yay with them, you know?
It'd be nice if we had a visual right now.
I know, right?
Yeah, we gotta find a way to stream live next time.
Okay, we definitely have to look into that because you know what? I'm slow, TSA, and I'm trying to get that all together right now. Trust me when I say I'm slow, okay?
That's all right. We're gonna get you up to speed.
Okay, thank you so much. With your help, I know that I'm going to be okay now. So tell us how you got started in music.
Well, I mean, let me just start by saying music is my life, so it was really no start. You know, I mean, I've been dealing with music for most of my life. You know, but as far as the game, you know, the hip-hop game, I just always had a love for it, you know, from as far as I can remember, Big Daddy Kane, like, you know, being one of my first influences. You know, and from that moment, I just took on to it. It was a gift, you know, that I found buried deep inside of me, and I just utilized it, that's all, you know.
Okay, so from what age would you say that you started, you know, pursuing your gift?
I'm gonna say from the year of 2007. I'm gonna place that as the year that I really took this thing serious and I went out, you know, put my 2 feet down, running on that road to success, you know, and you know that's what it is.
Absolutely. So, what were you like as a child? Tell me this, because, you know, I'm always curious to know people's temperament growing up before they got real serious into the music game.
I guess I could say I was, you know, your average kid, you know, basketball, football, baseball, you know, into a lot of sports, you know, but I've always been musical. I've always been, you know, into some type of form of entertainment, whether it's, you know, learning the hottest dances, or, you know, I mean, and a lot of people shy away from this, but I have no reason to shy away from the fact that I used to be a poet. You know, well, I'm still a poet, but mm-hmm. I guess I could say that I started out writing poems, and I kind of went into the, you know, the rapping thing before. It's crazy because before Christian rap was Christian rap, I think I was, like, one of the first MCs to go into that feel of, you know, just doing the Christian rap and, you know, rapping about God or whatever. And then, you know, somewhere down the road, you know, I started hanging out with the different rap crews and and then that just changed, you know. So, you know, I started rapping about, you know, everything that everybody else was rapping about, but then I found my niche. I found, you know, my place in the game and found myself, and, you know, that's what got me where I'm at today.
Absolutely, and that's awesome. So do you have any of that Christian rap on MP3?
MP3 Christian rap. No, I don't. You know what I'm saying? I mean, nothing has really changed. You know what I'm saying? My heart is still the same, you know. Still give praises to the Most High. You know, my views may be a little different, you know, when it comes to religion and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm pretty much on the same page, you know, still give my praises to the higher power and know that, you know, my energy and my gifts and talents come from, you know, up above. So, you know, I'm still, you know, focused with it, but, you know, I'm not rapping about it too much. I mean, if you listen to my music, though, or if you go back to past joints that I did, even previous, like recent joints, you might find a little bit of inspiration. Matter of fact, you find inspiration in all my joints. I try to, you know, express that a lot in my music. But, you know, you got to give the people what they want sometimes. Can't go over their head. So, you know, I break it down as much as I can and give a little piece of that to the people whenever I can, you know.
Right, definitely. And you know what I respect the most about that is the fact that you even brought that up at all. Because some people, once they transition out to a whole different genre or a different way of expression, they totally lose sight of, yeah, I was in church every day and, you know, things of that nature. Like, because I know I was in church every single day. When the doors was open and the lights came on, I was there.
No doubt.
So I don't lose sight of that, you know, although I don't talk about it like you said or, you know, as much as I should or whatever, but I don't lose sight of where I started from. So I commend you for absolutely bringing that up tonight. It made me want to embrace you.
So yeah, no, that's part of my life, you know. That's part of my whole struggle. That's part of my story. So, you know, it's only right, you know what I'm saying, to bring that forward, to let the people know where I came from, you know what I'm saying, and they definitely have an idea where I'm going. You know, if you listen to that music, you pay close attention and follow your boy TSA, take flight with TSA, be all right.
I know that's right. Now, TSA, tell me, in that picture that I kind of went to your website because I was investigating you and, you know, I was like secret scroll stuff. But you have to be like that because, you know, I really don't like my interviews to be too generic and I don't like to really pre-plan what I'm going to say. I just like to go with the flow. But I noticed that you have a picture that I snatched off. Thank God for Max. I snatched off your website with the Godfather okay. look.
Right. Yeah,
I love that.
You like
I love
that?
It. What? I don't that's like strong. It. I said that's, I love that. It. Do you hear the words that's coming out of my mouth, TSA? Love.
You
love it.
Yeah. That's my grown man flow. You know. You know. Also representing the candidate, you know, my new mixtape and album that's coming. So, you know, we have to give an impression. You know, if I'm gonna be better than the rest, you know what I'm saying, I have to look the part, you know. So, I mean, that's what it is, pretty much.
Yeah, you was looking like a hot tamale. Can I just say that again?
A hot tamale.
I'm serious.
I love your words.
A lot of people say that. Like, where you come up with this stuff? It's all natural, and I'm not on drugs either.
Nah, I don't think you're on drugs. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Okay, thank you for that, because I need that vote of confidence that I'm not high tonight, okay? So are you a dad? You know, do you have any children?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
I am a father, yes.
That's awesome. And how do they, are they old enough to know that you're doing music?
Yeah. It's crazy you say that. I asked my son the other day. You know, he told me Meek Mill was his second favorite rapper. So I said, well, if Meek Mill is your second favorite rapper, who's your first? And he looked at me crazy, and he was like, Dad, of course you. And I was
aww.
Like, wow.
That
but
is
yeah,
so
that's so to answer your question, like, yeah, my kids are definitely highly influential in everything that I do in my career. You know, of course, you know, they like sunshine, you know. You see them, they help you get through the day, you know what I'm saying? Even when they get on your nerves sometimes, you learn a lot from them. And, you know what I'm saying, you have something to live for, you know.
Absolutely. And I commend you once again for that because, again, you know, I've done so many interviews with people that I found out after the interview that they had children. And I'm like, really?
Can't be going around denying. Yeah, you can't deny your kids, man. I don't care who you are, where you from, what age group you from. Like, I mean, it's a blessing. So, you know, you're supposed to embrace that. You know what I'm saying? If you know, I'm not gonna go too deep into that, but you know, love the kids, man. I love the kids, man. True love the kids. Put that on record.
Do you want any more? This is what I want to know. Secondly, no, I'm just kidding. You don't have to answer. you don't have to answer that because you know I fear for that response. So no, don't answer it. No.
All right, that's fair and safe.
Okay, exactly. I want to go back to the safe zone. That's how I like to do my interviews. Okay. So tell me, what is it like in your day? Like, tell me, what do you do on your typical day? Is it just about music, or what are some of the things that you enjoy doing other than music?
Wow, that's a good question right now because I can't seem to do nothing but music right now. I'm at a point in my career where, you know, everything is like nonstop, and I'm not sure if you know, but, you know, for a lot of people out there or a lot of other artists out there, you know, that may be unsigned or independent or just looking for that, you know, that break, you know, it's a nonstop thing, man. It's like every day you wake up, if you really want it, you must breathe, sleep, eat, just hip-hop music or whatever music you do. But, you know, pretty much my day consists of, you know, just out building my brand, you know, trying to make every avenue work for me, you know, just trying to make the best of everything. And right now I'm completing my mixtape. So it's like every day, studio, write a rhyme, figure out a new marketing plan, you know, just everything. Plus, you know what I'm saying? I'm not just an artist. I'm also, you know, a co-owner of the label that I'm under, Checkmate Game Over. Shout out to them. You know, my partner Ghoul and Niall, you know what I'm saying? That's a part of my life too. So when I'm not in the studio being an artist or at a photo shoot or the video shoot, I'm playing executive. So, you know, everyday life for me.
Right, and that's awesome. Well, do you cook? Are you the type of man that cook? Do you clean?
Domesticated? I can cook. Yes, I can. I can clean. I do know how to clean. I do know how to wash my own clothes. I can wash dishes. Let me just put that out there. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean that I like to wash dishes, but I can do that.
Okay, you know what I mean? Well, but I can't do nothing. Don't ever date me. No.
Wow. Well, I think we need to get you a couple classes then.
No, I'm serious, though. You would be mad about it, okay? Mad about it. Like, girl, and I'm like, hey, listen. You know, we didn't sign no contracts here, no.
Oh, wow, okay. That's what's up. That was a heads up, huh?
Okay, I'm just saying. I just like to make fun, you know. I just like how you say wow about everything I'm saying.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite words right now.
Right? And that's okay, because Mons is, like, awesome. So that's okay. We could trade off one day. When you get tired of wow, tell me, and we'll just exchange. Is that cool?
Okay. No doubt.
So what's your sign, your zodiac sign?
The best sign in the zodiac, Aquarius.
And what's that? Aquarius? Yeah. Aquarius are pretty neat.
We're pretty dope.
Yeah, y'all are. Y'all are dope. But so is Aries, no?
Well, you know, that's kind of close to – see, I think it's crazy you said Aquarius because it's almost like Aries has an attraction to Aquarius. Like, we have an attraction. So that might be kind of true. I don't know. It might be debatable to some other people, but, you know, I'm going to stick to my Aquarius grounds, and I'm not going to give no praises to no other zodiacs. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody else to be mad at me. I don't want nobody out there to be mad at me, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's so safe. And you know what's so funny about that? It's something that's so trivial, like your sign. What day were you born, you know? What's your favorite color? Like, that's so trivial. But people really get mad if you say, Leo's suck. What? What you mean? I'm a Leo. Like, people be ready to, like, shoot you. Like, I'd be like, wait, hold on. You know, I didn't come to a gang fight. I didn't think I did anyway, you know? So
a zodiac fight?
Yeah, like a zodiac fight. Exactly. I didn't bring my antlers, okay?
So I take it you're Aries.
I am.
Okay.
I am.
That's great. That's good.
Yeah,
y'all good people.
Yeah, we okay. people are okay in general. You know what I mean? We okay. You know, we all have our flaws. No one's perfect. But, you know, I don't get into this whole big, like, hey, let's have a gang fight because you don't like my sign, or you dated somebody and you hate them because they're Aries. Like, okay, that's good. You know, everybody should be judged as an individual.
Yeah, yeah, true. Truth is, you know, every sign or you know, everybody from, you know, their different zodiac signs, they I mean, everybody have their different ways. Some are, you know, some people have, like, a lot of the same way. I mean, like Aquarius people, we have a lot of the same ways. But I think that is more of knowing yourself. You know what I'm saying? Once you know yourself and you know where you're going, you know what you like, you know what you don't like, a lot of those similarities, you know, change, you know, and you become a different person. So you might still be in, you know, in the stereotype of, but, you know, you could break away from that because you don't, everybody's different anyway, you know what I'm saying, from the gate, everybody's different, but, you know, we still have our same, we still have some of the same tendencies and, you know, it's some things we can't help because, you know, it's part of the universe, you know. But, you know, I just think that when you get to, when you learn yourself, you know who you are, you know where you're going, you know, a lot of things, you know, tend to be different about, you know, about yourself and another person that may be in your sign category.
Absolutely. So tell me, are there any, you know, collaborations coming up? Who are the artists that you're working with on your new project?
Well, right now on the new mixtape we got coming out, Business and Politics. The candidate, Business and Politics. We got Monster Man Rocco from Helter Skelter. I got D.V. Elias Christ. You know, most of my big brothers, you know, in the game, you know, a lot of cats I looked up to. I got a new artist that I'm working with, Dimes the Bronx Bully. You should be hearing about him or more from him, actually, you know, pretty soon. I got a lot of new artists that's on the come up. I got my cousin, he has a group called the Entourage, an R&B group. They pretty dope. They on the rise. I got Sean Penn. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people know him as Little Sean, you know. And that's just all I can really remember right now. We got a heavy list of producers, Fifth Seal, Vinny Idol, Just Cuz with Scarlight Productions. We got I don't want to miss nobody. Real Rugged One, out of Canada, Toronto. I got my boy DSRK. My man Cut the Pyro from Tokyo. We got a real big record that I just completed that's going to be on the mixtape. It's crazy dope. Videos coming soon for a lot of the joints, so, you know, y'all just get prepared, man. The candidate, Business and Politics, mixtape street album coming soon. This month, rather fact. We gonna try to get it to y'all this month. I was supposed to drop it today, but, you know, things just got so hot. You know, we just had to just sit back and redo things real quick, make sure we're giving the people exactly what they want. And, you know, it's coming out to be a real banger, you know. I enjoy it myself, you know. As an executive and artist, you know, I really enjoy it, you know, from front to back. So, you know, I expect that everybody else would enjoy it, and it's going to definitely be a classic in your TSA lineup.
Absolutely. That's exciting. I mean, you named a lot of people, you know, and it's amazing that a lot of artists that are out right now, they don't really like doing too many collaborations. Why do you think that is? Do you think it's a... In your opinion, I should say, do you think it's because they just, like, some of them say, okay, Miss P, I'm just trying to kind of focus on just putting myself out there. And then some of them just say, you know what, because this is about me, or somebody don't have the right flow, or whatever, whatever, whatever. So what do you commonly, you know, look for in an artist when you're working with them? And why do you think others, you know, don't want to put people on? Do you think it's really like a selfish flow, or...
I don't know. I guess you definitely got to know yourself, man. You got to know what you're looking for. You know, if you ain't hot, you know, you're definitely not getting on, not a true Sun Ali mixtape, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, geez, your zone, you know, some people do have features on there and they don't deserve to be on there, or they just don't match your flow or your level of music. I don't know why, I can't give an excuse why anybody else wouldn't or would have him feature. I mean, I just know that, you know what I'm saying, I'm confident in myself and the music that I make and the people that I bring to the table, you know, really only accent, you know, what I'm, what I've done or what I'm doing. And, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be the best. Everything I do is going to be the best. You know what I'm saying? And I don't have no confident issues because, you know, this is not my first, you know, musical project. You know, if you go back, you can either Google Truesun Ali, T-R-U-E-S-U-N-A-L-I, or just, you know, just basically go to my YouTube page, you know, my Facebook, my Twitter, at Truesun Ali. I mean, you could really get a background of everything that I've done. Before now, I've released an album, which I dropped in 2007. You can still get that on CD Baby. It's called Introducing Truesun Ali. We dropped that in 07. I got another mixtape that I dropped, BK Hoodstar's Mixtape Volume 1. I got, and then I have two more mixtapes that I dropped back-to-back pretty much, Be The Best Volume 1 and Be The Best Volume 2, that you can still get and is available on datpiff.com. Just search Truesun Ali, T-R-U-E-S-U-N-A-L-I. And I also have an EP that's out right now that's still, you know, surfacing, called A Second Beginning, which is pretty dope still. People still rocking that. So you can still go back and get all those different projects and bring you up to speed, and it'll give you a better understanding of where I'm at right now with this new mixtape project. And you definitely see the growth. And it's a dope collaboration of music out of all those projects that I've named. You know what I'm saying? You could definitely have you a iPod full of some heat.
I think I like the way that sounds. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, listen, you saying all this stuff about videos, and I'm in New York, so I know I'm gonna be in one of them doing something like probably pretending like I'm cleaning or something.
All right, well, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
I'm shooting
a video tomorrow. I'm shooting a video tomorrow for one of the joints off my mixtape. I got the joint. I got a Mercy Riot freestyle. That's with the Kanye beat. The Mercy joint with the 2 Chainz Riot beat mix. Sickening. But you know, if you can't make the video shoot tomorrow, we'll be shooting out in the Bronx. But I got another video shoot that I would love to have you come to. You know, all the party people. That's actually the name of the joint. It's called Party People. Sick joint. Hip hop all the way. It make you want to dance. I just want everybody to come through, have a good time, you know, and party with me. Do your favorite old school hip hop dance, new school hip hop dance, whatever dance you made up. You know what I'm saying? Because we definitely gonna have a Soul Train line in this one. You know what I mean? Because you know, just bringing back
that?
The whole essence of hip hop. Yeah, it's supposed to be June 22nd and 23rd, but I definitely have the information up. Make sure you get that info, you know, ahead of time.
Yeah, because I'm about to follow you on Twitter. I'm about to stalk you. And when I say stalk you in a sense that, you know, you'll see me tweet and follow, you know, TSA, you know, get in tune with TSA. That's the way I show love to all my guests for coming on my show. So to me, it's like everyone that comes on is like family to me. So I don't want it to be like, hey, you know, I did this little show and then that's it, because I plan on sticking around even when you don't want me around type thing. So basically I'm go ahead.
Nah, well, I definitely appreciate you giving me the time to speak on your show and you know, having us kick it. And I definitely want you to go on Twitter and tweet TSA, become a part of Team TSA, and let's just, you know, support the music that we believe in. And you know, my thing is this, you know, if you believe in something, you know, support it. A lot of people be like, oh, well, we got all this bullshit hip hop out right now. This rapper's whack. This rapper's whack. So if this, all these different rappers and y'all having a problem with the music, why y'all still supporting it? Like, why when you go to the club, you breaking your neck? You know, why when you see the video and you know they starting trends and they wearing their clothes a certain way, you do the same thing? I mean, it's obviously something that you like about it. And if you don't like about it, you falsely promoting, you know, to the rest of the world. Because I mean, even if you like it and your friend don't know about it, You know what I'm saying? You're promoting it to them. So that goes the same thing with my music. Like, if you promoting my music and your friends say, oh, who's that? You promoting it to them, and then they promote it to their friend, and that's how the support line, you know what I'm saying? That's how the support line starts, and that's how the artists that you like make it to the top, and you're able to say, well, damn, I was a part of that. You know, I was a part of that growth process, or I remember when, you know, he was just this and now he's that, you know? So I definitely, you know, say support TSA, you know, you like my music, retweet it, repost it. You on Facebook, you see a link up, picture, whatever, video, repost it, man. Put it on your page, put it on your friend's page, and let's do the damn thing, you heard?
I know that's right. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Don't act like you don't know me when your girlfriend be like, who the hell is this? Talking about much love, much love. Tell her it's Miss P crazy behind, but she's harmless, okay? Just let her know.
All right, Miss P. All right, Miss P.
All right, no problem. I'm on Twitter now. I'm about to follow you, and then I'm going to find you on Facebook, and I'm going to be here to be supportive, and I'm going to DM you once you follow me back, because I see you not following Minnie, but you better follow Intune Show back, and and I'm going to give you my number so you can keep in contact with me on, you know, all the stuff that you have coming up, and I also come back on, you know, at some point to get us in tune to all the new things that you have coming up. So whenever you're ready, just let me know, and we'll make it happen.
Yeah, I like to definitely come back on once the mixtape drop, and we can talk a little bit about it. Once you've heard it, you jammed it in your crib, you know what I'm saying? You pumped it in your Jeep, your car, whatever. I definitely want to come back on the show and talk about it, see what you like, what you don't like, you know, what would you like to hear from me, you know what I'm saying, from what you've heard. You know, all of that, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, and like you said, you know, let the people know. Hit me up on that Facebook. Everything is True Sun Ali. You know what I'm saying? You just got to get the spelling together. It's T-R-U-E, like true, S-U-N, like the sun in the sky, and Ali, A-L-I, you know, everything. At True Sun Ali on Twitter, Facebook.com/TrueSunAli, and TrueSunAli.com. You know what I'm saying? That's the most important. Make sure you go hit up my website, TrueSunAli.com. Always got some new flavor on there. Always got some heat. You know, the dates, where I'm going to be at. If you're not in the New York area, you from state to state, we got the locations for you. And if we don't have them, we definitely have them. I got a show in Maryland. So, you know, all my people in the DMV area, you know what I'm saying, stay tuned. You know, look out for those dates. And you can definitely come out, show love. I always show love back, Miss P. Much love to you. I thank you. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping that you become a part of Team TSA, and, you know, we just make moves.
Why wouldn't I be? I said we're family, and you stuck with me. So, I mean, that seals the deal right there, TSA.
I guess we stuck then.
We stuck, baby. We stuck. So thank you so much. Send me your time so we can gain insight on you. We will stay in touch with you. I know I definitely will. And I appreciate you, and I'm proud of you. And keep doing what you're doing, because I'm ready for you whenever you're ready.
No doubt. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to your radio show. Shout out to you, Ms. P, my management, OMG. You know what I mean? We out here, man. Team TSA. Flight TSA. Respect my fly.
Uh-huh.
You gotta respect my fly, you heard?
That's right. So you have a good night.
You too, Miss P.
All right. Thank you, TSA.
All right, cool.
Yeah, guys. So that was TSA. He is totally cool. And if you guys think that I always talk crap about I'm going to be in a video, and every time I'm invited and they're actually given a date, I never show up. But I think I'll show up to this one. So TSA, keep me in tune to everything that you got going on. For everybody who tuned in for the first time, I just want to thank you for taking the time. I hope it's not your last. And for all those that tune in all the time, I just want to thank you for your support. I will be on tomorrow night at 6:15 p.m. Eastern with Karen White. And for all those who don't know Karen White, go Google it, okay? Not your superwoman. Who can't remember that song? Okay, so I'm totally, totally excited about that. And, you know, you guys better be in tune, because if not, I'm watching you. So until next time, guys, I will see you, see you, see you, see you. Have a good night. Much love to TSA. And big shout-out to Dove once again for being amazing and making this all possible for Miss P. Have a good night, babies.
Hey, this is Mark Gordon.
Yo, this is Black Rose.
And we'll avert too.
Get in tuned with Miss P on the In Tune Show.
I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune, in tune, in tune. About to take it to the moon, let's go. I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune, in tune. About to take it to the moon, let's go. Just tune in, let's count it down from 10. I make 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let the show begin. With a pretty light skin, people name Miss P. Shout it, cheat it off the meter, just as fly as she can be. Hailing from the NYC, I rep that ratchet third. Representation, or ask questions to get in tune. You got the.